I completely agree with him. I think the blessing I discussed with you during and after Congress and indicated that this was a farce. It was a total failure. It didn't take into account the feelings of the people. So we totally agree with Mutasa. Almost everything that he has said, absolutely correct. And I think members of ZANU-PF, as well as the generality of the Zimbabwean people, were waiting for this kind of statement. And we have emphasized, stressed that we can't be led by Amafikizolo. No ways. You know, these are reactionary counter-revolutionaries who managed to infiltrate and worm their way in the party. And as far as we are concerned, they are just a bunch of tricksters and cooks.
So what are you going to do to challenge that Congress? Are you taking the legal route, the political route? What exactly are you planning to do?
Yes, we are taking the legal route. We are consulting our lawyers. As soon as the consultation process is over, then we can move on. But we can't leave the thing as it is. No way. These people are a minority. They don't have people. They just manage to get through this through hide and seek by having vote of no confidence passed on people who were elected by people. And these people who went to Congress were people who were appointed, not elected by people. And the amendment of the Constitution gave power to one person, and we are paying a price for it. So as far as we are concerned, we have to do something about it.